Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here today with Pat Kimmon, who is a nurse practitioner and the clinic manager at Occupational Health. Today we're talking about insect bites and what sort of things to expect from this time of year. So, Pat, what sort of insect bites does the Occupational Health Clinic see this time of year?
Well, the most common things that we see are stings from like wasps or bees. Occasionally people will come in, someone will come in with a tick bite or a tick that they can't remove. And occasionally we've seen spider bites. We have seen some brown recluse spider bites. But most often when someone comes in and says, I think I have a spider bite, it actually turns out not to be a spider bite. Often those are an MRSA or staph infection.
Is there a way to tell the difference between maybe an MRSA infection and an insect or like an actual spider bite?
The brown recluse spider bites most often will cause a blister in the center. They're very painful. Unlike other insect bites, they generally don't itch. They hurt instead of itch. And they'll have a bruise around the outside of the blister because spiders, when they bite, inject a venom that generally will make you bruise or bleed. They can become darkened in the center and you begin to lose tissue like within a few hours to 24 hours if you're going to be someone who reacts severely to the brown recluse spider bite. Some people can have a brown recluse spider bite that really doesn't look that bad. With an MRSA infection, it's going to look more like a boil or a huge pimple. There may be pus draining out of it. It'll be hard, red, and again, it's going to hurt, but you're not going to have that blister and you're not going to have that bruise. And it will tend to get larger and larger over time.
Can these things be treated at home, or is there a point that someone should go to the emergency room?
Well, if you have, you say you see the insect that bites or stings you, and you get a bee sting or wasp sting, you can use ice, and if you normally can take over-the-counter medications like antihistamines, you could take Benadryl. You always want to clean the site immediately to remove any debris, look for if the stinger is still in there, you could pull that out with a pair of tweezers. If you haven't had a tetanus shot in the past 10 years, it's a good idea to visit your healthcare provider to get a tetanus shot if you have a sting or a puncture. You can also use over-the-counter steroid creams that will reduce the itching. But if you have symptoms like wheezing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, or you just know that you've had bad reactions in the past to stings, then obviously you need to seek treatment right away.
So going back to the tetanus, does Occupational Health provide tetanus shots for employees?
Yes, we do. We provide those at no charge. It's a walk-in service. You don't need an appointment, and they're available 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
What should an employee do if they are bitten by an insect at work and they're concerned about the type of insect that it was? Can they come over to Occupational Health and be seen?
Yes, certainly. They can do that, and they can file a Tennessee First Report of Injury form. If they're getting multiple bites at work, then that certainly needs to be reported, and the supervisor needs to know, and they may want to call in someone to check the area to see what might be there in the office setting. You can get, you know, paper mites and things like that if you have lots of paper stacked up in an office. So we'd want to get that checked out, but we certainly could see them and evaluate and treat that.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time this week. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.